This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It's fairly obvious that some people are never happy. No matter what you do for them, it seems that they're stuck somewhere. No matter how hard their family or their friends try, they're miserable, unhappy. I had a chuckle at this story of a man who was stranded on an island. His boat was shipwrecked and he was there all alone till he was finally rescued. And the ship's captain said, "What are those three huts you've got there?" "Well," he said, "that's my house over there." "Yeah, but what's the next hut?" "Well, I built that to be my church." So the captain who rescued him was quite intrigued. "Fair enough, but what about the third hut?" "Well," the stranded man said, "that's where I used to go to church, but I got upset and left." Probably a good object lesson there for people who would never be happy, even if they were the only members in the church they attended. But I'm thinking today more broadly than just the church. Yes, there are unhappy people in the church, but in general terms, it doesn't matter what you do to help. Some people are never going to be happy. One neuropsychologist I heard about puts it in this way. The problem is that the brain is very good at building brain structure from negative experiences. We learn immediately from pain. You know, once burned, twice shy. The brain is relatively poor, this professional said, at turning positive experiences into emotional learning neutral structure. Now, that's a little bit complicated. But when you don't actively pay attention to the good, your negative memories are in a position to take over. Over and over, it's like a leak in the positive memory bank. Nothing is ever good. Everything's gloomy, bad, negative. And maybe we need to learn the importance of being grateful and positive about the everyday experiences. You know what it's like to be around people who are negative. They'll never be happy. No matter what they earn money-wise or do, it just never makes the grade. You see, what others have, they think, is just too good. And so they feel, as I said, that they're stuck somewhere, or it could be actually a depressive illness that's holding them back. A great example of this is J.K. Rowling. She made more enjoyable movies, made life very enjoyable for millions upon millions of kids and adults through her books and movies and the merchandise. The Harry Potter books are classics, and anything Walt Disney ever produced will certainly go down in history as one of the best fables ever told. Yet, J.K. Rowling sometimes suffered from debilitating depression. That's why she created the Dementor characters in the Harry Potter stories, that really are a metaphor for the sadness and the unhappiness that sometimes weighs her down. So, like depression, Dementors feed on the positive emotions, the happiness and the good memories of people, forcing them to relive their worst memories. Now, I'm not judging J.K. Rowling. I'm just pointing out what is on the public record. You can be a world leader in one particular area and yet still not be happy. So what's going on? And you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, nobody wants to be unhappy. Now, that's true. Nobody may want to be unhappy, but people are. Consider the Christian faith and the teachings there. Take them into account. And God's word, the Bible says, you should be content with what you have. Religion does not make your life rich. In 1 Timothy 6, it says, by making you content with what you have, we didn't bring anything into the world, and we won't take anything with us when we leave. You belong to God. Sometimes we've just got to acknowledge that we don't have everything we want, but in Christ Jesus, we have everything we do need. The Bible says in Philippians 4, God will take care of all your needs with his wonderful blessings that come from Christ Jesus. You've got to learn to want what you have, and you won't be so concerned about what you don't have. Some people are never content with their current circumstances. Maybe what you need is an attitude adjustment. Happiness is a choice rather than circumstances. Heavenly Father, I know that being happy doesn't mean everything's got to go my way, but I know that in Jesus Christ I have victory and peace. Thank you that you're my friend and Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.